Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast, Rich Lord with you. We are live at the Paul Bear Bryant Awards, benefiting the American Heart Association. And to that end, we expect to have Bear Bryant's grandson, Mark Tyson, on with us here.
It wouldn't be our annual broadcast at this event if he didn't come on with us for a few minutes.
It's a tradition like no other.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And you start to see a lot of the houndstooth floating around here.
Yes.
The hats on the table. Yeah, my man over here has already taken one of the hats off the table. No. I don't want to get you in trouble. I may or may not. No, I didn't take one off the table in there. Rich and I are going to arm wrestle for it a little bit later, though. Little change of plans. Dabo Swinney, we expected him top of the hour. We will have him at 4:40. So make a note of that. I think people enjoy what's also become an annual tradition.
Yeah.
Dabo Swinney being a finalist for the Bear Bryant Award.
And absolutely.
It's darn near tradition that he wins the thing, especially if he wins it this year. It'll be three out of the last 4 years. It's amazing what he's built in Clemson. And, Rich, my biggest impression after that game was that thing is a machine, and he's got a culture there and an environment there where he's got guys wanting to come play. Like, it's a true family environment.
Right.
Where it seems like, I don't know how much tough love Dabo dishes out behind the scenes. Clemson guys would be able to tell you better than that. But he strikes me as a guy who's got a very different management style than most college head coaches.
I think so.
And I think when you're a head coach, he strikes me as a real player's coach. When you're a player's coach, especially a player's coach of kids 18 to 22,
right.
You really need to be able to sniff out, are these kids who are self-driven, who are self-starters?
Sure.
Because I think you could see a lot of kids taking advantage of a guy
who's really,
as friendly as that.
Right, not as cracking the whip or known as the disciplinarian.
And right.
Rarely, if ever, have I seen Dabo publicly annoyed with anything.
Anything.
You know?
That guy just loves life, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it comes through, and I think he's in a very good position. And I'll throw this at you, Sean.
Sure.
Who's luckier? The Texans with a couple of years left on Deshaun Watson's rookie deal? Or Dabo Swinney with a 19-year-old quarterback who just riddled Alabama in the national championship game, who can't break loose to the NFL unless he plays two more years at Clemson?
They're both pretty good. Those are both really, you know, I think Lawrence gives Swinney a better chance to achieve the ultimate prize, the ultimate goal in his sport.
There's no doubt about that.
But Watson is that's the hardest asset to find is
right.
Rookie quarterback or young quarterback playing at a high level on his rookie deal.
Exactly. And
yeah.
And you could argue a 19-year-old quarterback who just throttled Alabama in the national championship game is pretty hard to find as well. Maybe harder to find.
Yep, no question. All right, so Figgy, you're going to have to get this music queued up here because we're about to get our guest on. So let's cue up that. Have a seat, Mark. Let's cue up that Alabama music. Just so Rich and I like to butter up our guests.
Butter up. Come on, nobody sucks.
Not
up
even
the guests
this
more.
Is this is not a staple of just the Bear Bryant Awards. This is something we do anytime we have
That's
a guest.
Right.
Is we play the fight song of the alma mater.
That's right.
And figure if we ask a bad question, they'll be a little nicer to us.
And
there
I just said it wouldn't be the triple threat at the Bear Bryant Award if you didn't come on with us for a couple of minutes. So thank you. How you doing?
Oh, love seeing y'all. Every year we really appreciate y'all being here and supporting the Heart Association, and again, keeping my grandfather's name alive. We really appreciate
it. Absolutely, yeah. That voice you hear is the voice of Mark Bryant Tyson, the grandson of Paul Bear Bryant. As Rich said, you sit down with us every year. And this event just is one of the marquee events of the year here in town as far as award shows go. And there's a lot of them. We have a lot of big events here in town, whether it's charity events, awards. This is sort of a combination of those two, obviously, because it benefits the American Heart Association, which I know is something near and dear to you and your family's heart, no pun intended. But let's talk about that first, just what this event has meant to you and the Bryant family in terms of what it's done to raise awareness of the American Heart Association and raise money for the American Heart Association.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just go back to my memory. I was in college when he died, and I still remember I was at a gas station. Back then we didn't have cell phones, but I called from the phone, called my grandmother. My grandfather's in the hospital, not feeling well, and says, "This is a good time to visit him." And she said, "Well, he's fixing to take a nap." And so he was in the hospital. So I go home. By the time I got home, 5 minutes later, she calls me on that phone and said, turn around and come to the hospital. And he'd had a heart attack and died. Mm. And in the hospital, it just doesn't happen. So you think of how far, and the Heart Association raising money to keep that from happening. That wouldn't happen in today's world.
The number we read is that since this event got underway in 86 with Joe Paterno being the first winner, $9.2 million has been raised toward the fight against heart disease, the number one killer in America.
Right. Absolutely. And I didn't, that's really good. And I did not know the number. I knew it was getting up there.
Yeah.
But it's just to be a part of that. And I know my grandfather would be, you know, just proud to be here. And he would love to be here and visit with the coaches too.
Yeah.
But, you know, the back in the fraternity of the coaches has kind of changed. They, you know, you don't have as many events that they're together. And, you know, back in the day, they would have coaches' conventions and go play golf, you know, bunches of them together. And, you know, Coach McKay out in California was his buddy. And they'd, you know, they'd have all kind of, you know, great games. And these coaches enjoy each other.
They do. It's always, that's always kind of surprised me, though, because these are guys that compete with each other. And I always think of the business world. I was in the business world for about 15 years before I got into radio. And there were never conventions where salespeople competing against each other gave away their little tricks. Does it, as someone who spends a lot of time around coaches, obviously spent time around your grandfather, that's always surprised me how coaches are so...
There's a willingness.
There's a willingness to share and to, you know, to share strategy or share thoughts. Maybe some of it's showing off their thoughts are better than others. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, back in the day, you know, my grandfather came to Texas, Dale Roy, and learned the wishbone. And, I mean, he didn't know how to run the wishbone. And coaches shared tricks. They really did. And I think today they might share some plays.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the new coaches, they bring them in for coaches' clinics and mm-hmm. go through defenses and 3-4s and 4th. And it is very interesting. I think it's just kind of a fraternity. It's kind of this fraternity that nobody really sees behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Well, as you've told us today and in the past, this is a very heartwarming day for you.
Right.
And I don't mean to be corny and use the word heart, but that just came out.
Right.
But I know it's heartwarming to you to be a part of this and have your grandfather's name attached to the event. Does it ease the pain at all of what happened Monday night?
You know, I'm not a gambler, but we're playing with house money here, okay? We won 5 out of 9 national championships.
Right.
We won 5 out of 10. Okay, you know, but, you know, you can try to rub it in, and they can say the, you know, of course the whole country's pulling for us to lose some games. And you know, it was kind of unique for me. I don't know if y'all know this, but my son's a quarterback, and he signed with Alabama. His mm-hmm. first day of class was today. But he's like my grandfather. He's 6'5", got 10-inch hands like him. And it was itchy. He went through the recruiting process, and it was very interesting. You know, Dabo made a, you know, Clemson was one of his top choices, and who was here. Notre Dame was one of his top choices. LSU, surprisingly. You know, Coach O was just unbelievable and a great school.
Wow.
So it was kind of neat. But for now, you know, now that Coach Saban will probably – break Papa's record with my son on the team is going to be pretty neat.
Yeah.
So it's he could be the quarterback when he beats it.
How crazy is that?
So it's got some crazy stories that could play out.
Can you, I mean, honestly, like, can you put into words, as a dad, can you put into words what that means to you? I mean, that just...
Yeah, it's crazy.
The magnitude of what you just said. I mean, you're Bear Bryant's grand... This is Bear Bryant's great-grandson, your son.
Paul William Bryant Tyson.
Yeah.
It's you know, you go through high school and you live each day, and you know, you don't know what God has is going to open, and these doors just open.
Mm-hmm.
But the chance for him, I never dreamed he'd have a chance to play and then to be good enough to play. You know, obviously you got to compete and win the job, but to be a part of what Coach Saban is doing, which is the greatest of all time. I heard a stat, which was if he would have won a national championship, if we would have won this game, he would have won 6 national championships in Alabama in 13 years less than my grandfather did.
Wow.
And that's incredible. I kind of went wow, too. That was kind of the wow factor there.
No doubt. So how does your son look at this? Because there's, you know, that it could be a lot of pressure carrying that name into Alabama.
Yeah, it's a great question. And people ask me that all the time. But, you know, he's dealt with that. He didn't even read – he probably had – and don't know if it's come out wrong. He's probably had 50 articles written on him this year. He didn't read any of them. He just – he is a guy that just – it just – that doesn't faze him. He cherishes that. He takes it as an honor. And it, to him, it doesn't add any pressure whatsoever.
That's great.
And the difference is he's been to all these national championship games. He's been to all these SECs, so it's just kind of a, you know, he's just used to it. So everybody else walks to LSU and says, oh, my gosh. He says, well, I've been here 4 or 5 times.
Well, now that he's enrolled, we can ask you, like, were any of those other schools at all close to Alabama?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Clemson, LSU, Michigan was really close.
Really?
Believe it or not, you meant Coach Harbaugh was, you know, it was, if and North Carolina State was close in it. But in Kentucky. He loved, you know, Kentucky was an interesting one, me personally, because Pop had coached there 10 years.
Yeah.
And we love Coach Stoops. He couldn't have been nicer than Coach Grand, the offense coordinator. He was close to Kentucky. But I would say Kentucky, LSU, Michigan, and Alabama, and Notre Dame were his
worst. Okay, I didn't get to give him the Notre Dame pitch. I didn't get an opportunity to close him, Rich. I'm great in the living room, Mark,
I know.
Just so you know. Bryant Tyson joining us here on the Triple Threat, grandson of Bear Bryant. Of course, we're at the Paul Bear Bryant Awards. As many times as you've been on with us, I don't know that I've asked you this question before, but I just got to thinking about it when you mentioned that you were in college when your grandfather passed away.
Correct.
So that means that you were very, very young. You know, you went from toddler to grade schooler to middle school throughout his coaching career. At what point did you realize that Pop was Bear Bryant? You know what I mean? At what point did he go from being just Pop to you to being, oh, this guy is, he's a pretty big deal?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. You would think, you know, boys, we're kind of stupid, you know. We don't really mature till we're 30.
No question.
So,
Rich and I are still stupid.
Yeah, okay.
We're still waiting for the bus to get here.
Exactly. So I'm kind of riding here with you. So I was kind of clueless here, you know. And so when Papa died and we took the procession, I can't explain it to you. If somebody can Google and look at pictures of it, every road going out of Tuscaloosa was packed with people, little kids, 3 and 4 years old. We love you, Bear. They let all the schools out. When we went all the way from Tuscaloosa to Birmingham, about 40 miles away, every overpass completely full of people saying we love you. And that's the first time I realized how many people loved him and viewed him as part of their family. I really, until then, he was just grandfather, and I was going to games, and I was enjoying it, and I happened to get to sit on the sideline. So it was really not until he died.
A lot of things go into his legacy and his greatness. We all know about the high level of achievement coaching college football. What else was part of his greatness, his legacy of greatness?
Well, it's interesting you ask that question. I'll tell you what I think is one of his legacies that not many people know about, but he started a scholarship at Alabama for any player or coach for him. He would pay for their children's way to go to Alabama. And he has paid for every single – he started a scholarship. My uncle funded it. But every player's children and coach's children that want to go to Alabama went free. How about that?
I've never heard that story.
Yeah.
And that's to this day?
To this day. And it's about to run out because it's not going to go for grandchildren. Mm-hmm. But there are roughly 100 children on campus, which would be children of players in school right now at the University of Alabama.
That's incredible. That story needs to be told on a bigger stage than this. That's an incredible story.
It's kind of one of those unknown things. He started and gave money, and my uncle supported it, and it's I'd say that's the neatest one.
I don't think I've ever asked this before either. What did you think of Tom Berenger's depiction of your uncle in Junction – or your uncle, your grandfather in Junction Boys?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job.
Yeah.
Now,
did they consult with the family at all on that, or was it?
They didn't some, and some of it just I'm glad I'm on the radio. They embellished it a little bit. He never kicked the guy on the
ground.
Right,
they always do in Hollywood,
they always embellish it a little bit. My uncle, Paul Bryant Jr., who's the only other boy, it's only three of us in there, he was there. So his son was actually there. So it wasn't quite as tough.
Yeah.
But it was extremely tough, don't get me wrong.
And
the bus leaving and with the, you know, whatever, they came with X-Media and left with X-Media. That's all true.
Yeah.
And the players that went through it, I mean, and it's kind of a neat story is on his career. But back then they gave no water breaks, no anything.
Yeah.
And I remember that he later on in his career, Papa said, how stupid was that? Because all into practice, everybody was tired. They couldn't do anything.
Right.
So then he started having water breaks every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you see now people do that.
Oh, yeah.
But in the past, you say, oh, you're a sissy. You're not tough enough.
Right. You know,
but yet everybody exhausted into practice.
Yep. Well, they also used to use leather helmets.
Yeah, so, you know. Exactly. Yeah.
Can you speak at all to the genesis of the relationship between the American Heart Association and the Bryant family?
Yeah, it was really my uncle had business out here, and they came to him and asked him, and he actually agreed to put the name on it. I've been coming, I think, 20-something years. I don't – I'm not sure the exact year it started with his name on it. I'm not sure the first year, but I know my uncle supported it, and our family helped get it off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
At the very beginning. And now it's just the supporters behind it raising money. I mean, we just show up. I mean, I just walk in the door and say, you know, where do I sit?
That's so nice. Come in, put a headset on with us, and tell some stories, right?
Yeah.
Mark Bryant
Remarkable,
Tyson.
Though, that the brand is so valuable still to this day.
Yeah, it's, you know, we just appreciate his name being alive and people still talk about him. I mean, it's, you know, we just appreciate what y'all do and the Heart Association for just attaching it to it, because it's fun for me.
I think I speak for everybody at our station. We love being involved in it. We're honored to be a part of it. For Rich and I know it's one of our favorite shows to do all year long. And congratulations on all the success with it, Mark. Thanks for having us out here again.
Absolutely.
And certainly looking forward to tonight. You always get up on stage and talk a little bit, right?
Yeah, well, I do the, announce the winner.
Right.
And it's on TV, so it's kind of interesting. I get used to it. They come up and say, okay, you got 2 minutes. And sometimes I say, we got to eat up some time. You need to eat up 10 minutes.
I don't know if I got
10 minutes or 2 minutes.
You got some jokes? Maybe some motivational stuff?
You got to give me those. So give them up now.
I'll
text
you a few jokes.
Okay.
I can give you a few jokes if you can tell us who's winning.
Yeah. Well, I will say this on winning, which is unique, and I think people would kind of guess pretty easy before, but it's kind of different. I mean, it's after the bowl. Not a single vote is voted after the bowl. So, you know, I think, you know, somebody like Dabo, before the game, you probably wouldn't have said, he said he would be close, but then after the game, you say, wait a minute. So I don't know.
I don't know if you can make a better final statement than what Dabo did on Monday night.
And everybody votes right after. So
And when you say after the bowls, including the national championship.
And I call them all bowls. I'm old fashioned. Including, they don't get a ballot till midnight after the national championship game.
Wow. Well, there you go. All right, and Dabo is one of the finalists, and we expect to talk to him at 4:40 today.
He's an Alabama guy.
We feel like the legacy still grows with him.
You claim him still.
He's from Pelham, Alabama. You know, so
played for the Crimson Tide.
Well,
Mark, we appreciate you having us out here, and appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on all the success, and looking forward to a big night tonight.
Yeah, well, y'all are class guys, and appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much. Mark. We appreciate it. Mark Bryant Tyson joining us here on the Triple Threat. All right. We had a giveaway we missed at 3 o'clock, Rich, 2 tickets to the auto show. So we're going to give away both pairs of auto show tickets in the next segment. We'll do that. We'll do Jeff Monken, talk to him at, I believe, 4:20, Dabo after that. We still have, Bill Clark of UAB in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So we've got a busy, busy show. If you're a college football fan or just a fan of good conversation, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Triple Threat. Sean and Rich with you live at the Devil's River Whiskey Broadcast Desk, Sports Radio 610.